Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis and Mabeis, towards the bottom, four lines from the bottom. If you remember, Reb Zeira just asked the question by Reb Zeira relating to a halacha that the Mishnah quoted. The Mishnah said that Bnei Yonah are only kosher when they are younger, Taran are only kosher when they are older, and the Mishnah said that there is a stage in the middle of Tzihuv that it's possible for both. It's too old to be a Yonah and too young to be a Tor. So Reb Zeira asks, is that a halacha b'vados or is that a halacha b'safek? Meaning, do we just not know whether it's older or younger? We don't know what stage it is. No, it is one of them, but we just don't know. Or is it Taras Vadai, it is not old and it is not young? A similar question could be asked. Some of the discussion is had by Tosefa Shabbos. Rashi quotes in Brachos, right? We're machmir. But there is a moment in time that is really the turning point between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, but we have to be machmer because we don't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly, so one can say the same thing here. If there's a certain is there a certain moment of maturity that really is the switch, and up until then it is a Yonah, and or the age of a Yonah and then a Tor, or is it really a stage of Safek? It is an in-between stage, what the Gemara calls Bir Yahaveh Velo Nafek. It's a separate stage, and one is not Yotze. I didn't mention yesterday, but there is a Bir Halacha. We're talking about different ages of and stages. We mentioned the joke about teenagers, but there is one area, at least in Halacha, where we find different stages and ages of populations having a different Halacha. For example, in Hilchus Pasa Baba Kisnin, the Halacha is that if I'm Koveya Suda or not Koveya Suda, I have to go by what Rove people do in the world. If Rove people are Koveya Suda on this, then even if I'm not, then I have to wash. If most people are not Koveya Suda, so even if I am, I don't have to wash, the Shulchan Aruch says. The Bir Halacha there says in Simin Reish, where is it, Kuf Pei Zayin? I wrote it down in Simon. I didn't write it down here, but it's in Hilchos Brachos HaMazon by Pasa Baba Kisnin. So the Bir Halacha says there it might go by what population you are, meaning Zakenim and Na'arim might have different rules. A Zakim might be Koveya Suda on a certain amount of Pasa Baba Kisnin, and a Na'ar might be on a different amount of Pasa Baba Kisnin. And one might say that you go by different populations in terms of determining this Halacha. So it could be, like we said yesterday, related to teenagers, they're Koveya Suda on three, according to the Shita that says, which is the minority sheet of not washing on pizza or any other type of pasa baba kisnin. Rov poskim, we've said in the past, assume that's not pasa baba kisnin, that's pas. But if you have another area of pasa baba kisnin, I don't know, a croissant, a calzone, any of other types, so it could be that different populations at different ages have different halachas. Okay, that was just an example of what we mentioned yesterday. Okay, so let's get back to Reb Zeira's question. Reb Zeira says, is this Tchilas Hatziyuv B'Torah Zvadai or B'Torah Safek? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tashma, let's try to prove it. Four lines for the bottom. Prat L'Tchilas Hatziyuv Shebazev Shebazev Shepasel. So let's try to get it from the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that at the beginning of the Tziyuv, as it matures, this bird, it's possible in both areas. So E Amrit Bishlama Bir Yahaveh Shapir. If you say that it is a separate stage, so then you can say, fine, that's why it is excluded. That's why it's nifsal for bringing it as a carbon. Ela e amrit sveikahave. But if you say it's just betorah safek, if you say that we don't know, but we're going to exclude it, istrich kralamuti sveika, where the Torah has to go out of its way to exclude a safek, is that, would the Torah need to do that? Because the Torah, we just had a pasuk before to exclude Tchilas Hatziyuv. Right? So therefore, would the Torah have to come out of its way and do that? So it must be with Torah's Vadai. 2 points of that question. What do you see from that question? What does the Gemara say? Would the Torah have to come out of its way to exclude Safek? It seems, it's not a foolproof raya, but it seems that the Gemara in that line is taking a stand on the Machlokas that has come up many times about Safek Darais al-Khumra. We know Machlokas in the stone is the Machlokas in the Rambam and the Rashba. First Shmaitza talks about it, the Rambam and the Rashba, whether the din of Savi Daraisa on the Chumra is a din Daraisa or itself is a din Darabanan. And Midaraisa, we could go Lakula. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the minority of Rishonim, Savi Daraisa on the Chumra is a din Darabanan. Midaraisa, the law only applies, din Daraisa only applies to Vadai. Doesn't apply to Safek. So this line of the Gemara sounds like the Rashba. Sounds like the Rashba and other Rishonim that say it's a din daraisa. Because what's the Gemara's proof? Would the Torah go out of its way to tell you Safek? So the Rama might say, yeah, because usually Safek is not Asr. And therefore here, the Torah has to come out of its way to tell you that it's going to be Asr. So that could be what the Rambam would answer to that question, but the Gemara doesn't say that. So maybe it sounds like the Rashba. The Gemara says, would the Torah go out of its way specifically to Asr a Safek? It's always Asr. Right? That's the Gemara's question according to the Rashba. So it could be that this is a raya against the Rambam, that Rambam that we mentioned in Hilchos Tumas Meis, that Safek Daraisa L'Chumra is only a din d'Rabbanan, one ha'ara. The other ha'ara is what Tosfos says. Tosfos says you do find some examples where the Torah goes out of its way to exclude Safek. So what exactly does the Gemara mean here? Tosfos says Tema, in the big Tosfos. Da'agabi kafat echabed emenuyin. First parak in Bamitzia. Remember the case? The case of a Safek Meiser, where one is taking off Meiser, and Meiser Behema, putting it through the fence, counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, and one of the animals that already was counted then jumps back in. The halacha is the entire 5,000 sheep are potter from Meiser now. Even though there's only one that jumped back in, one was already Niftar, was already Nimne, and it was already not labeled as bias. So if that jumps back in, then that's Pater. Why? Because the Gemara Darshins, Asiri Vande Amar Achmana, Velo Asiri Safek. Right, so the Pas, and the, that's excluded from a Pasik. The Gabi Safek Kadma, Baharis, L'Seir Lavan. Safek Seir Lavan Kadam. Or also, the other case, Tosas quotes from Maseches Nazir, that if you have a Safek, what came first in a situation of Tsaraz? Again, it's a case of Safek, and the Torah excludes it. So you find some cases that the Torah does go out of its way to exclude Safek. So what's the difference? Tosfos has two answers. Let's go to the second answer. Second answer is a fundamental answer. Second wide line in Tosfos. The Yesh Lomar. Two types of Sveikas, says Tosfos. To call Sveika, D-E-F-Shar Lehisbarer, Kumo Gabi Baharasu Meiser. The cases that Tosfos brought are, it's impossible to ever know. You'll never know. It's impossible to get at what there was a video that saw which animal it was. No, you'll never know. Every time it happens, sometimes it'll be what? It's not something that you can figure out. Sometimes this, sometimes that. So that's a type of suffix that will never be answered. That's the type of suffix that can be excluded. Because there's no answer to that question. What is always number 14 that you count? No. Aval hacha. But here there is an answer to the question, we just don't know it. Hashem knows, if you say it's the tzad of Safek, according to Rabbi Zeira, so Hashem knows the moment, we just don't know. So that's the type of Safek that will never be excluded. So too by a Kayan Palgus, the types of animals that we're not sure. Kai, we're not sure if it's a chai or a behema. Pagus we'll get to later on today's daf. It's a certain age of sheep. Kula and Shavin. All of those are equal. Those will never be answered. Hilkach lo asakra limute mitam shein safek. I'm sorry, those can be answered if we can figure it out. And therefore, lo asakra limute mitam shein safek she'eno sveka kamishmaya. Right? So that's the two different types of svekas, Tosfos says. The ones that will eventually be answered or the ones that will never be answered. So that is the two cases of Tosfos. Okay, so back to the raya. So the Gemara tried to bring a raya from Rav. Rav brought a raya from our Mishnah to try to answer Rav Zeira's question of Safek or Vadai. So doesn't our Mishnah, the fact that Siyuv is excluded, doesn't that mean that it is Asur B'Torah's Vadai? So answers the Gemara now. Maybe there's a different drasha learned out from the Pasuk. Ki Itzrich Kra Limu'ute Nirba V'Nevad. Really, what the Pasuk is excluding by birds is nirba, a bird which had an illicit relationship with a person. Rashi says there's no such thing as roveya by a bird, but nirba v'nevad, or for his worshipped, neva by avodah zarah. So that's what the pasuk is coming to exclude. Nirba v'nevad are pasul by birds. Why would I have thought otherwise? Salkadai dechamina, I would have thought. Holo v'ksiv ki mashchasam bahem mumbam, the pasuk by excluding bali mumim from bringing them as karbanis. There are a number of averis regarding to bali mumim. So v'tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, kol makam shenemar hashchasa. And Rabbi Yishmael says, whenever it says the verb hashchasa, Whenever it says the word hashchasa in the Torah, einu ela dvar erba v'avodas kochavim. Hashchasa, that adjective always means something related to arayis or avodah zara. How do you know? Dvar erva dechsiv ki hishchus kol basar is dakwa laaretz. It says by the mabul and dvar erva. We know they are involved in arayis. Avodas kochavim dechsiv pentashchisun vasisim lochem pasel. Says at the beginning of Dvarim. Right, but maybe you will be destroy yourself and make a pesel. So you see, Ashchasa refers to Avodah Zarah and Arayas. So we darshin. Right, it says in the pasuk, Mashchasam and Mum. Kol Shahamum posel bo, Dvar Erva Avodas Kochavim poselin bo. So I think there's a comparison. When in all cases where a Mum would pasel, so Avodah Zarah and Erva would pasel. But here, by birds, which, as we know, there's no mum that passels. V'chol she'ein mum posel bo, ain't v'erba v'arz kochavim poselim bo. And by birds, because we know that a mum does not passel by birds, don't get sheba'ein in all the other cases a mum don't passel, that everybody says, oh, we're also not passel. That's the havamina. V'hani ofos, ho'ev lo passel behu mumah. Since mum doesn't passel, the Omar Mar, since we learned Tamus v'zachris bebehema, vein Tamus v'zachris beofos, we learned that there's Tamus and Zachris. Where is it by a bird? A bird is only, it goes by whole limbs. It doesn't go by Baali Mumin. So, if that's true, emet v'erva v'zachavim nami lo lifsol behu. I would have thought erva and avodah zarah also doesn't passel, kamash v'lan. That's why we have the pasuk to teach me to exclude Avodah Zarah and Erva as well. Wow. So you have one sentence that takes two-thirds of the first Amud. One sentence, Amud Aleph. Anyway, but that's the Gemara changes the drasha that by birds we exclude Erva and Avodah Zarah. A couple of ha'aras. Number one, the Gemara had a drasha to exclude Tchilas Tzihuv. And the Gemara comes along and has a problem. Well, that's like, okay, this is the real drasha. How does the Gemara just change the drasha? Usually the Gemara will say, oh, he owes like this Tana. And it'll quote a Tana that will have a different drasha. That's what we usually have. But here the Gemara just quotes a different drasha. It changes it. So Tosfos says, Tosfos is bothered by that. Tema. Second by Tosfos Kiyitzrich. Tema. De Soser Stamma De Shas Drasha De Brisa. Kedei Litchos Rayaso. Umuki lakrola drasha acheres. Tosfos says, how do you just change a drasha's chazal if you don't have any other raya to prove otherwise? So Tosfos says it must be that there's some brisa somewhere that we learned this from. V'yesh lomar dekimle deistrakrola lahaydrasha. It must be. You can't, even though it sounds that way from the Gemara. The Gemara is just assuming that we could switch, but it must be that there's a drasha somewhere that holds otherwise. If you look further in Tosfos, just a detail, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8th line of that Tosfos, Tosfos quotes, Mori Harab Aaron mi Regensburg. Mori Merav Aaron, you see where it is? At the 8th line of Tosfos, Mori Merav Aaron mi Regensburg, tirates de Eido Soser. He tries to come up with a lumdis that the drashas could work with each other, excluding Sihub and excluding Avodah Zarah and Erva. The Sozer has to drasha the Brisa, the Chemiutik Sivi, Minatarmu Mibnei Ayona. There's really a separate exclusion by each of these birds. Min HaTorim Umin Bnei Ayona, Chalamuti Nirba Nevad, Velafuke, Bidrasha the Mashchasam, Vidach Lamuti Tchila Sihub. Okay, so you can have different parts of the Psukim to exclude. And just so in the Shamsi Yad of Alachi, he talks about Rabbi Aaron Mi Regensburg. Quotes that there's a big discussion in the Achronim, in the Marsham, the grandfather of Rav Shradron, who had the same name, and the Magid, and then others. How do you write Regensburg in a get? Don le'inyin get. Heich lichtov sham, shema ir azos beget. Why? The zem me os b'shanim, what's the issue? Shalo yashvu b'ir ze Yehudim esa girish. There were hundreds of years where Jews didn't live there, didn't live in the city. The Marsham writes, now Jews came back to the city. How they write the city now is different than how they wrote the city 500 years ago. So when you write again, we know you have to be very careful how you write names of people, how you write names of places, which river is it next to. So by Hilchas Gittin, do you go by more biblical and Talmudic spellings and how they said it, or do you go by more modern? Right, you have different names, even Mizman Hazeh, that's how you write them, and you spell them sometimes differently. right, then let's say somebody is Lazer. Right, his name is Eliezer. Right, if you look at the Yerushalmi, Rebbe Lazer in the Yerushalmi is Lazer. Lamed, Ayin, Zayin, Resh. Doesn't have an Aleph there. In the Bavli, it's Elazar. So you see, they said, whenever, certain Rabbanim, depending which yeshiva they learned it. Rebbe Lazer, right, because that's how they pronounce it. So that's just an example. Depending on where you come from, and you say things differently. So here by Regensburg, there's a whole discussion in the Marsham. Imroy Lichtov, Kafisha Nikra Benechtav Achshav, or how it was then. And he says, it's not even 100% clear what it was then. So he says, V'kasav shekav yimeyam lo yashim kavua, v'hakol lufi ha-mivta shebedoro v'shebim komo. That's what the Marsham says. You always go by the mivta of, that you're there now, v'litachil lo marshanafa tos v'kulon aburubam. Okay, that's what he says. If you ever want to, if anybody is ever writing a ksuba, the stakes aren't as high. So you don't have to write all the different nicknames of the ksuba. You don't have to write the ksuba is more it's more flexibility. But sometimes we just don't know how to spell certain names. So there is in Eben Ezer, the back of Eben Ezer, in a Shemos Begitin, the Beis Shmuel. I think it's the Beis Shmuel. Has Shemos Begitin, a list of all names, list of all, not every modern name. I don't know if Adva is there or nothing against Adva. That's like a modern Israeli name or Tal or Gal or. But generally, all the biblical names and a lot of the Yiddish names are all there. And he says, how you spell it? How you spell it? Brindle, right? Names like that, they're there in terms of how to write it in a get. Okay, anyway, this is just the Ha'ara about the name Regensburg. If you look in the Rambam, relating to this halacha is excluding Nirbav and Nevad when it comes to Karbanos. If you look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam, has 14 mitzvahs in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, and a number of them relate to different types of mumin. There are physical mumin, which we'll talk about, and there are halachic mumin, like Nirba and Nevad. The Rambam says, mitzvahs asei lios kola karbanos tamimin u'mufcharin. So mitzvahs asei daraisa. When I bring a karban, I'm not just doing the mitzvah of an ola, or a shlamim, or a chatas. When I do that, I'm also doing the mitzvah of bringing a carbon tamim. A lot of times we do things, we don't realize how many mitzvahs we're doing at that moment. But when we bring a carbon, we are being makrif something, we're not violating shrut echutz, we are bringing something to the mizbeach, shenemar tamim yularatzon zu mitzvah asei. And the opposite, v'chol ha-makdish behema shish b'amum l'gabim mizbeach, let's say a makdish b'amum. If a makdish b'amum, over below saseh, if a makdish it, not just if a makrif it, if a makdish b'amum, I violated nisa daraisa. V'loke al hekdesho. And I get malchus for that. What did I do? Is it a lav shem b'maisa? So this is one of the exceptions, possibly. Shenemar kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. Mipiashmu alam, this is ashar lamakdish ba'ali mumin. Afilu hikdishu l'dmei nesachim loke shebizayon kadshim hu. Unusual for the Rambam to give a reason, but he says that because it's the bizayon of kadshim, and therefore, even by nesachim. What is nesachim meaning? If I give wine that's spoiled. Spoiled wine for the Nesachim. It's an Isser Daraisa. Even if I don't pour the wine, if I'm just makdish the wine. So it's an Isser being makrif to me, it's a Mitzvah being makrif to me, and it's an Isser Daraisa being makdish even Bali Mumin. And then there's an Isser Daraisa, a separate Isser Daraisa of Shechli Bali Mumin, of being Zorik the Dama of Bali Mumin, of being makrif Bali Mumin. A separate Daraisa, and other Rishonim argue on this point of the Rambam, there's a separate Isser of being makrif a Bali Mum over and a Bali Mum Kavua. Separate than a balmum over. You might have thought that's just the form of balmum. The Rambam has a separate mitzvah of not being makrav a balmum over, and the chinuch follows. We discussed that there's an issue of putting a mum into an animal. Why would anybody ever do that? Why would anybody put a balmum into a carbon? What we have, that was the case of Bechor. A Bechor behemoth tahor, the Kohen was chashud of putting mumin into the karbanis. Why? Because that's the only carbon that automatically becomes chulin if it gets a mum. By all the other karbanas, it gets a mum, so you still have Shulei HaMakdashin, and you still also begizo b'avoda. But by Bechor, special din daraisa, that it gets kedusha automatically, and the second it gets a mum, so then it would be mafkida kedusha automatically. The kohen would be, it would be chulin b'yad kohen. That's why kohanim are not naman, to say that there was a mum put inside. After the rabbi talks about all the different types of physical blemishes, and he lists off, as we'll get to this in Meseches Bechoros, the rabbi lists off categorically every single type of mum, and how many are there? There are 20 of these, and there are 10 of these. That's all Perek Beis. There are 50 of these. Rambam lists all of them. Unbelievable. Rambam was an expert in everything. The Rambam says, V'chein ar halacha, V'chein, this is Gimel Vav in Yisrael Mizbeach, V'chein haroveya, v'hanirba, v'hamukso, l'avodazara, v'hanevad. Somebody's an animal that has a relationship with a person, or even muksa, if it's designated for avodah zara, even if it's never used, and if it's nevad, afal pishin mutar b'achila, even though those are mutar to eat for me and you, harehin pasul on the gabim mizbeach. It's pasul. Shenemar ki mashchasam bahem kol sheish bo hashchasa pasul uba avera hu omer ki yeshus kol basar b'avodah zara kasav ki shiches amcha. Interesting, it quotes a different pasuk for hashchasa by avodah zara. Right, what did our Gemara quote for Avodah Zarah? Pen tashchisun v'asisun lachem pesel. The Rambam quotes the Egel. Kishiches amcha. And Yonad Yoma. Okay, one connection for Shavas Batamas. The lading on, today's daf. So I guess the 3 weeks, it all connects. But Kishiches amcha, that's the pasuk by Kisisa. So, that's the Rambam taking a stand of whether it was real Avodah Zarah or not. Maybe out of left field, you could use this Rambam and Yisrael Mizbeach to say that the Rambam thinks that the ego was real Avodah Zarah. Unlike other Rishonim, they think it was out of Avodah Zarah, but, interesting. But that's the Rambam and Yisrael Mizbeach. And then he says, just one other point, and this is discussed by the Adosei Kalim, and then we'll continue. The Yireli, and we know the Rambam, whenever he says the Yireli, is saying his own Svara, not based on other sources. The Yireli, Sha'afapi She'ein Kol Hapsulin Ha'elu Ru'uyim Lekarban. Even though all of these are not royal lekarban, roveya nirba muksa nevad im avra vehikrivan eino lokem in haTorah lefi shalonis parsha az harasan. The Rambam says in our cases nirba v'nevad, if you're makriven, there's no malchus because it's not mafurish b'Torah. Not mafurish. All the notes that Kalim jump on the Rambam. What do you need the Yireli here for? That's a rule that applies all over. The Yireli is it's a big chiddush. I never would have known this without the Rambam. If you don't have one of the four words, Hishamer pen aler lo, we know you don't get malchus. Right? You learn that from a Drash Chazal. You don't get malchus. There's no malchus on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai unless you expand it that this is an Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that tells you to re-understand a pasuk in the Torah. So what's the V'Yireli? So you can look here in the Ravaz and the Kesemish and others in Yisurim Mizbeach Gimel Zayin. Okay, that's the Rambam. Couple other points. Again, this took most of Oman Aleph, this sentence, so we could talk a little bit more about it. There is a discussion, right, well, once we're talking about the Mabul, this Pasuk, Yishus, Kobasar, Zdarko, we've mentioned two great ideas of the past, from the Achronim. What does it mean, the Pasuk, Yishus, Kobasar, Zdarko, the entire land, was Mashmas, it's Derech. So there is a Beis HaLevi, Parshas Noach, which we mentioned last year, in a Parshas year. What do you mean, Kobasar, Zdarko? The animals? So Chazal, even the animals went off their derech. How do the animals go off the derech? They don't have bechira. They have instinct. They don't have bechira. So the Beis HaLevi expands on the idea that human beings influence the entire bria around them. And once, if human beings act in a righteous way, so then the whole bria is uplifted around them. If human beings are mashchis, the entire bria, or their actions, memela, the entire bria, becomes chushchas around them. And they start being misalik b'she'en aminam, because that's in the air. The people are able to affect the bria around them. And that's what the Beis HaLevi expands upon in terms of the times of Noach and the Mabul. Number one. Number two, the other idea, I don't have that here, so I'm not going to read it, but the other idea is from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov also writes on this pasuk, Kishos Chabasar is Darko. So this pasuk emphasizes, according to Chazal that we just read, Arayos. But if you look earlier at Parshas Noach, Kimala Haaretz Chamas Mipnehem, and Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, Ein Nechtam Gzartidim El Al Gezel, right? Gezel. So, but Chazal come and say it's Avodah Zarah, it's Gili Arayos, it's Shvichas Damim. So why did Chazal do this? Ma Raya be pasuk the Dutch, Ma Raya Avodah Zarah, Adaraba. How did Chazal know that this pasuk that's talking about Gezel is referring to Avodah Zarah? Says Rabbi Yaakov a beautiful idea. He says, it says in the pasuk, what did Chazal pick up on? Mala haaretz. What does it mean it was full of chamas? That word. It had chamas. What do you mean mala chamas? Klomar, shahachamas nase lemishpat haaretz. Chamas was so rampant, it became the law. Became that this is what was done. this is what was accepted, and this is what was the law of the land, was gezel. If there's anything that's the law of the land other than Dinei Torah, then that's a form of Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Yaakov's Raya. If anything becomes law that's outside the realm of a mitzvah, outside the realm of a din, it goes against, then that's a melech. They're worshipping that law. But it's not Avodah Zarah. Oz harezeh Avodah Zarah. V'hainu, she'im ha'aretz kula hechlita levatel echad midini ha'torah. V'kiblo olem l'estag al pi dinam v'chukim chadashim. Im kein, hare ein leim ovdei Hashem, ela ovdei l'mashu uzar. They're worshipping a different value. V'lamanu yisod zeh midini ir nidachas. V'ir nidachas. Da'avu bishab Torah lo nechtav al gabi yisar Avodah Zarah. Bikal makam hu adin im ha'ir achas hechlita levatel eza mitzvah. Yishalem dini reni dachas, says Rabbi Yaakov. If they all reject shatnez, they all reject, because it's all, if they don't believe in one area, that becomes Avodah Zarah. That's Malah Ha'aretz. We mentioned recently from Rav Volbi in his Sefer in the Mitzvah Shkulos, where he talks about the seven mitzvahs that are shakal, connected, called to Harkula. So he says there also, we all have a certain value system. And whatever our value system is, we all have a hierarchy of values. And this person thinks sports. This person thinks exercise. And this person thinks music. And this person thinks everybody has their hierarchy of values. And this person likes botany. Whatever it is. But they all have to be under the rubric of Torah and serving Hashem. The second that one is outside the rubric of Avodas Hashem, that becomes Avodah Zarah. Because that is a certain value that's not in the context of Avodas Hashem. So that's what, similar to what Rabbi Yaakov says right here. Okay. So that is related to one final thought, and then we will continue. We're still towards the bottom of Amun Aleph already. It's amazing. Anyways, one final thought, and that is such a simple question, but I don't think we ever thought about it before. And that is, Nevad is excluded. Right now, let him give a karban that was Nevad. So how did Bnei Yisrael give karbanos Pesach in Egypt? They took all the sheep of the Egyptians. That was the whole point. They took all the sheep of the Egyptians. They were makrovit, but it was Nevad. So how did they bring karban Pesach? The bomb kasha, meshachachma. How did they bring Karban Pesach? They were all nevad. It's against the halacha. It's before Matan Torah. Okay, fine. But they got all the halachas of karbanas here. See, yes, that kasha, parshas bo. Hey, yes, that kasha. How did they do it? So, what's the answer? What answer do you have to say? I'll say it outside. Then we'll read it inside. This karban, the whole point of it was to uproot Avodah Zarah. The whole point of it was to go to the Egyptians in your face. We're going to take your carbon. We're going to tie it to the bed. We're going to make fun of it. We're going to be mevaza it. That was the whole point. So this is an exception to the rule. Because that was the whole mahus of the carbon. We mentioned the Meshach Achim and Parshas Baaloscha in the past, in the context of Pesach Sheni. That he quotes that the Havamin of the Medrash. Havamin of the Medrash is that every ger should have to bring a carbon Pesach on the day he converts. In the middle of Tammuz. Why? What's the? Why should I? Because that karban is all about rejecting Avodah Zarah. And therefore you would have thought you have to bring it whenever you convert to Judaism. Kamash b'lan nap. What was the Havaminas? It says the Neshach Chachma dafka here. That was the, that's why it was allowed. And he says that's the pshat of a medrash. The medrash says, Kishem sha'ani horeg adamu behema, kach atem yesh lachem rishus litomi komakom sha'atem rotzim. Just like I'm going to kill Adam Ubehema by Makas Bechoros, so too you can take whatever you want. What do you mean, whatever you want? So he says, that's what this pasuk is coming to exclude. Whatever you want, even though it's Nevad. Va'kavana, kiva de'dakin v'tavlulu mohaya posabo. Since, he says, that Bale Mumin didn't pasul then, v'yim Kain, we have our Gemara and Chulin, hechi de'pasul mum, posabo avodah zarah. V'lachei Nevad, Hayakasher Bahem. Vehem Avdu Atzon, Ubitzlo Osam B'Masha Atu Osam V'Zivchem. They took them and they uprooted and they were mavatel it because that was the whole purpose of this carbon. We do the continuation. Mishchu, or Mishchu Gachu, Mishchu Yideichem Yavodah Zarah. Vayikshayim Lahakriv, Kein Hayu Abahemos Nevadim. Bnei Yisrael also were of the Avodah Zarah. Right, the Malachim said, they were of the Avodah Zarah, they were of the Avodah Zarah. So the answer is, even though usually an Avodah Zarah is not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, we had to say at the end of Menachos, it's just like the people were kosher, the animals were kosher, because that was the whole purpose of this karban, to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So you can look more there, but that was the beautiful Ha'ara that the Meshech Chachma has in Parshas Bo. Okay, let's continue. Where are we? Boy Reb Zerah. So we just asked, the previous line, previous 20 lines, we were discussing the sheet of Reb Zerah. Reb Zerah said, if you have this tchilas tzihuv, which is the beginning of maturity, So is it a suffix stage? Is it a vade stage? So once Reb Zera asked that question, so Reb Zera asked a similar question as well. Boy Reb Zera, a couple of similar questions. Boy Reb Zera. Ha'omer harealai olas behema min ha'ayil o min ha'keves. Somebody makes a neder that they're going to bring a karbon ola from an ayil or from a keves. The heavy palgus. And he brings a palgus. What's a palgus? So Rashi explains. We know from when it comes to girls, there is the stages of Tana, Nara, and Bogaris. So, just so to by this type of animal, we have three different stages. That's the that's where the similarity ends. One shouldn't think it's just three different stages. But here by Rashi quotes. See the Rashi right where next to us? Keves ben shana betok shnaso kari keves. Sheep. Within a year, it's called a keves. After 13 months, it's called an ayil. Within the 13th month, it's called a palgus. Right, so those are the three stages. Vayil mishavar lov yud gimel chadash eshnichas chodeshayim b'toch shana shniya kari ayil ad olam. And palgus is within the first year of the second year. First month of the second year, which is the 13th month. So the shaila is, what is the palgus? Is it a suffix status? Is it a vade status? Just like Reb Zera asked earlier, what is the what's the status of a palgus? Mahu aliba Reb Yochanan lo tibay lacha tamer bir yahavi. According to Reb Yochanan, which we'll see in a minute, there's no shaila according to Reb Yochanan because he for sure holds that it is a separate stage of maturity. It is not an ayil. It is not a keves. And therefore, if somebody promises to bring an ayil or a keves as an ola, you're not yotzi with a palgus. According to Reb Yochanan, it's not a shaila. Ditznan, why? Where did Reb Yochanan comment? The Mishnah says in Meseches Para, Hikrivo mevi alav nischei ayil. If somebody brings a palgus, somebody's supposed to bring a palgus, they bring a palgus, which nisachim do they bring? We know every carbon, ola and shlamim, you have to bring nisachim, wine libations with it. So, which nisachim do you bring with a palgus? So, the Mishnah says you bring the nisachim of an ayil, which is the older carbon. The ein ola lo mizivcho, but it does not count for what you promise to bring. That's the Mishnah. So what does that mean? What does that mean it doesn't count? Right, Rashi says right next to us. Right, if you were mechuyev to bring an ayil or a keves, this does not count to fulfill your neder. Why not? Why not? Is it safik or vadai? So Rabbi Yochanan comments on that. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, ola ayil, l'rabos es apalgus. Rabbi Yochanan says, ola ayil includes apalgus. You have a pasik to include apalgus. So just like we said before, Rashi says, that must mean it's birya, because the Torah wouldn't relate to the case of safik, just we had on the bottom of the previous amud. So Rabbi Yochanan for sure says it's a din vadai, the apalgus. Ki tiboy l'chal divet barpada. The issue is, according to barpada, the omar, Rav Parpada says, in the case that you're being makriv a palgus, you know what you do? Which nisachim do you bring? To Amar Maisiu Masni. He says, you make a tanai. You make a tanai. Mi amrinan ayil vakeves masne bibir yalo masne. According to Parpada, what tanai do you make? Do you make a tanai that if this is an ayil, these should be the nisachim of the ayil, if this is a keves, and any extra should be nedava? Do you also, are you also masne on birya? You know, the things to the air conditioners do we have? Or? If not, forget it. We finish soon. So mi amrina and ayav a keves masne bibirya lo masne. Do we say that you only make a tzai and ayav a keves and not birya? O dilma bibirya nami masne. Or do we say that birya also you make a tzai about? Da amar I birya havi levi kuli nedava. If it's a birya, it should all be a nedava. Because there's no inclusion that one would have to bring nesachim for a palgus. So the shaila is within barpada. So teku, we do not know exactly what the answer is. Teku. Okay, Tuor, let's talk about palgus for a minute. Palgus. So for the what does the word palgus mean? So many say it has to do with the word plag. It has to do with half. Palga. It's half if somewhere in the middle. Interesting. The Sifsei Chachamim uses palgus in a specific, says the word comes from, it helps us explain something else. Pilegesh. Where does the word Pilegesh come from? Where's the first time Pilegesh comes up in the Torah? By Avram Avinu. Chayasara. Right, Vayitin Avram is called Shalol Yitzchak, Vilofenea Pilagshim, Asher La Avraham. Pilagshim. What does the word Pilegesh come from? Plag Isha. Half a wife. It's a huge sugya. Hopefully we'll have a shir in it at one point. Pilegesh, Ksuba, Kiddushin, right, Rashi here in Chayasara quotes, Pnashim b'ksuba, Pilagshim b'lo ksuba, like it says in Sanhedrin by Antaf Chaf Aleph, there's a question about the girsa there, different girsos, but that's the Sifse Chachamim right here says, Pilag Shim Moshe Pilagesh Plag Isha. Klomar, what does it mean? L'shchiva below the period of Arivya. It's for Shriva, it's not for Puravu. So Plag Isha, just like Palgus is half somewhere in the middle of an ayil and a keves, that is Palgus. The Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Aleph, in a case where the Torah does not demand an ayil or a keves, then for sure Palgus would be okay. The case that we're talking about is if somebody was no dare an ayil or a keves. But let's say, says the Minchas Chinuch, by a Shalmei Chagiga. The Torah doesn't say what you have to bring for a Shalmei Chagiga. Right? Everybody has a Mitzvah D'oraisa to bring a Karban Chagiga. What do you have to bring? Whatever you want. Except for Palgus, for sure would be okay. The Minchas Chinuch is the one that we're talking about, Palgus. Right? Palgus is like the Tumtum and Androgynous. Right? It's a Minchas Chinuch. That Palgus was created for the Minchas Chinuch. Right? So the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Aleph says you would be able to bring a Palgus for a Karban Chagiga because the Torah does not demand an Ayil or a Keves. It's whatever you want. Therefore, you'd be able to bring it then. Right? That's the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Aleph. One question on the Rambam, and then we'll have just the Dvar Hashkafa. And that is the Rambam in Maisa Karbanis, Tez Zayin Beis, when we talk about this case. Nadar Ola Minakvasim Umina Elim, Vehevi Palgus. Let's see, you make a nether to bring a keves or a ayil. You bring a palgus, Hareze Safik, Im Yasi De Nidra Olo Yasa. You don't know if you were Yotze Yer De Safik or not. You don't know it's a Safik. So the Nosa Kalim point out, Safik? Why does the Rambam pass him like Barpada? Rabbi Yochanan was Vade Birya. So you were definitely not Yotze. So that's the shayla they ask. Why did he pass like Barpada? Usually we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Barpada. It's just a question about the case of Psak. Once the Gemara says Teku here, so we haven't done it in this Masechta, I don't think. Those who are listeners know what I'm about to say, but I have it inside. And Yonah Diyoma for Shavasu B'Tamuz, as we start thinking about the past, but we also think about the future. Let's think about Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Eim Avadim Smecha notes in Perak Gimel, Os Yud Gimel, Od Ani Omer, Shekha'es achar ha-mehuma va-ha-mevucha, she'achinu b'nei Yisrael naflu b'socha. After Rachman al-Islam, we think about everything that's happened, and he was killed in the Holocaust. So even after the first few years, after what's been going on, Shippur hispora ha-arithachas ragleinu, u'milyonu me'achinu b'nei Yisrael poba maluchos Europa, nishpach damim kamayim, u'mehem she'nisharu ketorim b'rosfina below mikse. Right, those who are alive even are lost. Vedem Yodim Ana Yisobu Belechtam Ulaan Pneim Odos. Right, in the state that we live in now, says Rav Teichtel, Pashut Ubarur She'ein Halacha Kahani Kedoshe Elyonim Shehayu Neged Ayishuv. The halacha cannot be like those who 10 years ago were saying that you should not go to Eretz Yisrael. Ela Halacha Kigdolim Shehayu Ba'ad Ayishuv Ahabinyan. Obviously, there's no other country in the world that's taken us. So if you have to go there and try to set up a country. And where do I know this from? From the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi and the Mabit say the same exact Dover Nifla. It says, why is it throughout Shas, for example, Chulun Chukimel Mabes, right here, that's a quote that one just says, throughout Shas it says Teku, which is Tishbi Yitaris Kushis Vabayis. Eliyahu is going to answer our questions. And he quotes verbatim the Kedushas Levi. That was the Gauzer of Tachtel. I know Svarim, and he quotes verbatim. Ubashkova Rishona Yishlo Daktek. Why is it Teku and not Meku? Why are we going to say Eliyahu Navi? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? He was our greatest leader. Why is it Teku and not Meku? Hazei Yachar Biasko B'Mer B'Yameinu. V'lo Mitar Zeliyo. Yama Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnosel Lo Torah Mitzvus. V'lo Mitar Yitzhu Kol HaKushis Yishton HaBatorah Kedosha. Ach Pesher HaDavar. He says, you know what the answer is? The answer is, and he quotes Seder HaDoros, which is the Seder that we've quoted in the past, that the machlok is between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Well, you have to tie your tefillin every single day. The kesher of tefillin. So we pass on that you don't. We have to wrap the tefillin every day, but the knots stay every day. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Miparis says you have to redo the tefillin every day. So the Seder Dora says this was a machlokas between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Tam as well. Rabbeinu Tam argues Moshe Rabbeinu, this whole story that he quotes there, which we've quoted in the past, and Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you can't paskin. What does that mean, you can't paskin? Rabbeinu Tam's arguing on Moshe. So says the Kedushas Levi, let me just skip to the part. V'hine, Eliyahu hu chai v'kayam, v'lo tam tam misa, v'hu tamid bazeh ha'olam, and he comes to every bris. V'lachin hu yifsho kushis v'abayis. Only somebody involved in the world and alive in the world can answer kashis. Ki hu yodea be'ezah midah, tzorach olam l'snaigbo. He knows what midah is needed. midas hachesed, midas hadin, ubazeh yubin. And that's what it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu can't pass because Moshe Rabbeinu died. Vayomashah Moshe Eved Hashem, the Torah says. And therefore, in terms of paskening, you have to get leaders who are involved in the world today and know exactly what's happening. And therefore, it says, the Imam Adam Smeichel, he quotes the Mabid, who also says the same exact thing. And he says, who do you ask the shailos to? You have to ask people who are alive today, not people who lived 20 years before the Holocaust. You have to ask people who are alive today. He says, look around today. It's Davar Pashut. Davar Pashut. That, right now, this is what is needed. And if you look in that context, you have to realize that now we have a place where no matter if the whole world is against us, there's one country that's for Jews. There's one country that will always vote for Israel. That's Israel, right? That's the and that's what we have to realize. The Matana, we have to realize. The Yonah Smecha says that's why it's Teku and not Meku. So as we yearn for not just the a little bit of getting Eretz Yisrael and being able to live there and being able to set up a country there. But obviously that is just the tip of the iceberg, and we yearn for Malchus Beis David as we start this period of the 3 weeks where many of the Hasidic rabbis say that these 21 days are parallel to the 21 days of Rosh Hashanah all the way until Hashanah Rabbah. Right, it's parallel, these 21 days that we're starting. So we need to take advantage and try to get back to the Teku and yearn for the day that all our kashas are going to be answered. Okay, so Reb Zeira, that was the second question of Reb Zeira. Now we had, relating to an in-between stage, we had the Tzihuv, we had the Palgus, now we have a third one. Boy Reb Zeira, Ha'omer Hare Avai Lachme Toda Min Achamitsu Min Amatza. I hereby promise to bring Lachme Toda. Lachme Toda, we know with every carbon Toda, 40 loaves were brought, 30 of them were chametz, 10 of them were matzah. I'm sorry, 30 of them were matzah and 10 of them were chametz. The question is, so if somebody says, I promise to bring Lachme Toda, not a Toda, I promise to bring to the Beis HaMikdash Lachme Toda, the Havi Si'ur, and he brings Si'ur. Si'ur is the stage that is beginning to become chametz. It's in between matzah and chametz. Si'ur. It starts cracking, it starts baking. Mahu. So, the Gemara says, Si'ur Daman. Who is it referring to? We know there's a machlokes in Maseches Pesachim. Rashi quotes on Adaf Mem Chasim Abeis that Reb Meir has an earlier stage of chametz than Rabbi Yehuda. So who is it according to? E Si'ur de Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Yehuda. If you're asking me what Rabbi Yehuda thinks about Rabbi Meir's Si'ur, matzah ma'ayasi, that's no shaila. That's for sure matzah. Rabbi Yehuda says that's too early. Eid Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir chametzu. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda's Si'ur according to Rabbi Meir, that's too late. Rabbi Meir says that's chametz. The Eid Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Meir. And if it's Rabbi Meir's Si'ur, so midalaki alei chametzu. So then that's for sure chametz. So who is the shaila about? So the Ella de Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yehuda. The shaila is Rabbi Yehuda's Si'ur according to Rabbi Yehuda. So my, why does he say that you're not allowed to eat that on Pesach? Sveika have v'nafik mimanafshach. Is it a suffik? It's either matzah or chametz. So it's one or the other. He's not sure, and therefore you're Yosi if you bring this as one of your lachme toda that you promised to bring. Odilma birya v'nafik. What do you say? No, it's a middle stage. It's a birya, and it's neither. So that's the shaila. So the before we continue, Tosfos just points out there is a chiddush that we're comparing Pesach and toda. Maybe you would have been mechalik between the definition of chametz l'gabei zeh, or the definition of chametz l'gabei zeh. Tosfos says in Dibur Maskil vi'i v'im tomar v'dilma shani l'ni pesach to Rabbi Yekra. Maybe Pesach is different. We know there are different halachas of chametz l'gabei Pesach than chametz l'gabei other things. The perek in the Ofrin, right? Chametz noksha, tarovas chametz. There are different rules. Right, there's a special psukim quoted. Beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah. The Rambam quotes a separate rule to include Chametz B'mashahu, even though all the Yisurim are Asur B'chati Shir. So there are different rules and regulations. Tosfos says it must be that the Gemara is assuming that in this regard, he just has that Hara. Doesn't really answer it. It must be that the Gemara just assumes that you're able to compare it in this context. Maybe Lagabi, they're both not Matzah. At least in that regard, maybe they're both not chametz, but they're both at least not matzah. So the Gemara compares it at least on a certain level. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, so that's the shaila. According to Behuda, is it a safik or is it a vatai? I asked the Gemara of Amar Avuna, Ha'omer Harel Alachme Toda, maybe Toda Valachma. We learned that it's back in Maseches Menachos. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring Lachme Toda, he automatically has to bring a carbon Toda also. Because we assume everybody knows that you can't bring breads of Toda without the Toda. So when you say Lachme Toda, you include the Toda itself. The Kibon di Chayiv Le Toda V'Lachma. And once you know that you're Chayiv in both, Halo Yada Hai Gavra Ichametsu Delesi Matza Imatsu Delesi Chametz. So Mitzias, how is this going to work? You're asking a question to Rabbi Yehuda, but how is it going to work? If he says Lachmei Toda, it must mean he's going to have to bring the whole package. If he brings the whole package, he's going to bring these seer cases. But what is he going to bring with them? He's going to bring 10 seers? So is that chametz or matzah? So even if it's a suffix, it's not going to work because you don't know what to bring with it. You still need 40 extra ones because you don't know what the seer is. So the Gemara says, okay, lo tzricha, the shaila is about this case. De Omar hare alai chala liftar todas shoponi. You're right, he's not talking about his own. He says, I hereby promise to bring for my friend. So Gemara says, you have the same problem. So, follow yada, hai gavra, ichamitsu delaisi mati, mazu delaisi chamits. What does his friend bring? His friend doesn't know what to bring. If you're using these seor loaves in order to be yotzei achiyav, it's never going to work. So the Gemara ends up saying, you're right. You're not using them to be yotzei. Lo tzricha de lo amar liftar. He just wants to give this to his friend to piggyback, to bring with to the Beis HaMikdash, but not that they're going to count for any of them. You have to bring 40 extra ones, and you'll bring these two. Mefik gavri de nivro nafik or lo nafik. And the shaila is whether he's yotzei his neder that he's going to bring loaves of matzah or chametz. So teku. So that is not, that question is not answered. Good. Next Mishnah. So here we start branching off. As we said, the second half of this perek talks all about how do we start. We started with Malika and Shechita. Perek's about Shechita. What's good by Shechita is not good by Malika and vice versa. Then we just did by birds. What's good by one is not good by the other. So now we're starting to branch off. The Tiferes Yaakov, one of the Achronim on Chulin, says that is the process and the way that we can look at all the Mishnayos that are about to come are b'tchila haMishnah hevia shlosh dvarim shekasher bazeh pasul bazeh. First, there are three cases which are mamish opposites: kasher and pasul, kasher and pasul to each other. Shechit and Malika, turn of Bnei Yonah, and now we're about to have Parah and Agala. Then we're going to have three things that are not exactly opposites: Kohanim and Leviim. Not exactly opposites. We're going to have Shabbos and Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. They're not opposites, but they're just different. Right, so here you have the last one that are exactly opposites. Kasher b'para, pasul ba'agala. Kasher ba'agala, pasul b'para. Whatever we do by a para aduma, that is pasul by in egla arufa, the avoda. As we know, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute. Kasher ba'agala, pasul b'para. What is that? Tanur Rabbanan. Para b'shchita k'shera b'arifa p'sula. A para aduma, you have to shecht. Right, you shecht it on Har HaZeisim. You shecht it out on the east side. And b'arifa, Egla Arufa, it's pasul, right? You don't do shechita. That's why it's called Arufa, because you break the back of its neck. Egla Barifa Kshera Bishchita Psula. So each one is opposite. Nimse is kasher bepara pasul bagala kasher beegla. You say egla pasul bepara. So each one are opposites. Period. We'll stop there because now the Gemara is going to say Nitam Kavachomer. You should say each one is good doing the other one, as we mentioned by the birds, which the Torah will exclude. Okay, we will stop.